In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there, and welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Yeah, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s.
My first song today was recorded by the Yardbirds in 1965. It was the Yardbirds' first single after Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton as lead guitarist. Beck's use of a fuzz box has also been cited as perhaps the first significant use of the effect. As one of the Yardbirds' most popular songs, it peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Top 10.
Wow, it did? Really?
Just squeaked in.
Wow.
Enjoy Heart Full of Soul.
Song. Okay, my first song was back in 1967, and the American folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary released the song that reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100.
See, mine was better. It was 10 on 10. Yours is 9 out of 100.
So where did it really come on? On your
chart. Just say the song.
The song parodies and satirizes the vocal style of the Mamas and the Papas in the first verse, Donovan in the second verse, and the Beatles in the third verse. Here's I Dig Rock and Roll Music.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may Papa's at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass
to me. His crystal images, he tell you about the brighter day. And when the Beatles tell you, they've got a word love to sell you, and they mean exactly what they say. I dig, ho-ho, rock and roll music, I could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it, unless I lay it between the lines.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
There's no other box of facial tissues like this. Scotty's new Magic Oval Box. Only Scotty's give you tissues that float up gently, one at a time, and come out in neat handfuls, too, because there's a Magic Oval inside every new Scotty's box. Only Scotty's Magic Oval can give you tissues that float up smooth and easy. No tugging, no tearing, no extra tissues tagging along. And Scotty's Magic Oval does even more. It lets you reach in for tissues by the handful, all neatly folded, just right for pocket or purse. Scotty's new Magic Oval box is pretty, too. And inside, soft, strong, sneeze-proof Scotty's. Remember, for tissues that float up smoothly and come out in neatly folded handfuls, look for Scotty's pretty new Magic Oval box, the only one of its kind.
Mm-hmm. My next song is by Led Zeppelin, one of your personal favorites, right? Mm-hmm. It was written by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and was included as a second track on Led Zeppelin II. It was released in 1969, and I don't have a clue where it charted. I don't know.
This is going to be a good one. Yeah.
But crank it up and enjoy What Is and What Should Never Be.
If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well, what's to be, they say, will be. And if the wind sails, then sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. We really shouldn't go. We got only enough to share. That you will be mad by taking a stab. And if you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be, then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be? I kiss the wind, see a spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And war, but the wind won't blow, really shouldn't go, only got to share. Thank you.
still as new. And happiness is what you need so bad.
Song.
Wasn't it good?
Oh,
I knew you'd like it.
Oh, I'm sure you did when you were taping this.
Uh-huh.
My next song was released as the A-side of a single in May of 1967 and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
But where did it do on the top 10?
Where it stayed for 1 week before beginning its fall down the charts. Listen to the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggins, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares for the games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song, look at your song.
Yeah, yeah.
Cockeyed world in two. Throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do.
Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Slowly but surely, you're coming over to the dark side.
Oh, that just was a cute song. I like that song. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, You're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
The song Coming Up was written by Steve Winwood and was first released by Blind Faith on their 1969 album, Blind Faith. Clever.
Very clever.
Clever. Here again, I don't have a clue where it charted, but trust me, it's a goodie.
Oh, if it's a goodie, I'm not going to like it.
Enjoy Can't Find My Way Home.
Goffin composed the lyrics and Carol King the music to this song that Herman and the Hermits made famous in 1964. The song reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here's I'm Into Something Good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
We only dance for a minute or two, then
sailor and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by All New Head & Navel, the only shampoo that battles both unsightly dandruff and excess buildup of belly button lint.
I like that one.
That's a good thing.
That's cute.
Well, The Illusion were an American psychedelic hard rock band from Long Island, New York. This song was the group's one major hit in the United States, peaking at number 32 on the Billboard Top 40 charts. Crank it up once more and enjoy Did You See Her Eyes?
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Welcome. No, don't you welcome. We've got things to say. talk, talk, and things will be okay.